Rejection is not a stop sign. It is just a redirection to take a better road that will lead you to a better destination. Hello, my name is Mafe, and welcome back to another video. Today we're going to talk about rejection and how the fact that rejection is not what's holding you back, your fear of rejection is. Rejection is not what is actually getting you rejected, but your fear of rejection is. If you're the type of person that is hesitant before sending a text because you don't want to be left undelivered, or because you don't want to seem too much, or because once you send that text, the ball is on their court, and that is going to define your mood and put you in fight or flight 24/7, or you stay in a job, in a friendship, or a relationship that doesn't fulfill you just to avoid the pain of confrontation, or just because you don't want to be the one to step up and be like, I have to let you go because you don't serve my highest good anymore, or you don't apply to jobs, or you don't apply to opportunities, or you don't put yourself out there because you just don't want to hear no, then this video is for you. By the end of this video, you'll learn how to stop fearing rejection, start embracing confidence, and understand that the only thing that's standing between you and your goals is not rejection, but it is a feeling that comes behind rejection. I'm gonna leave the video chapters here if you want to skip to any, but let's get started. The first thing that's very important for us to realize and to understand is the psychology behind rejection. Because rejection is not just emotionally painful, but it is wired on us. I talked about this a little on my past video, but our brain is wired for survival. Our ancestors relied on social groups to feel safe and to survive. And if you weren't accepted into a group, for your brain, it meant that you had more probability or a high probability to die. Being rejected didn't only mean being left behind or being left out, or they don't like me or they don't include me, but it was also life-threatening. And that is why now, even though getting rejected is not life-threatening, or we're not gonna die if our friends don't like us, or if someone says no to us, instinctively, we seek belonging. We seek approval, and we seek validation. It is a survival mechanism, and it is what our brain is doing and feeling to feel safe. Rejection actually activates the same brain regions as physical pain, and this happens in the dorsal anterior cingulate cortex, also known as the DACC, which is a part of the brain that processes both physical pain and social rejection. There have been studies that show that when we go through a breakup, when we go through rejection, when someone says no to us and we're feeling that embarrassment and we're turning red and we're feeling that cold sweat, the same neural pathways as physical pain are triggered. And that is why going through a breakup, going through a friendship breakup, letting people go and having to say no actually hurt. It is not just something that we think we're feeling, it is something that we're actually going through. However, even though rejection does feel painful, what makes it even worse and what makes us suffer, because we don't get to choose pain, but we get to choose our suffering, is our interpretation of rejection. I used to be the type of person that would overanalyze every single thing that I sent and received. I used to be the person that would throw myself to bed if I didn't get a text back or if I was undelivered for an hour or two. I used to be the person that would never put herself out there because I prefer to stay in a box and I prefer to stay home than to choose to go out and make friends because the fear of not being able to make friends or to hear a no or people being rude or mean to me would kill me. I used to think that rejection meant that I wasn't enough or that there was someone better than me or that there was something missing inside of me for me not to be rejected or for people to like me or again to feel enough. But the truth is, and the most important message that I want you to take from this video, is that rejection is not a bad thing. Rejection does not define your worth. Rejection is just redirection. Now, like I said at the beginning, rejection is not what's not getting you to where you want to be. Rejection is not the no. Rejection is not what has you suffering. Your fear to be rejected is. Your fear to be rejected is what's holding you back, and your fear of being rejected is what makes you feel like you're in the same place, stagnant and stuck. Putting yourself out there does not guarantee a no. Yes, it could end in a no, but it could also be a yes, and it could lead you and it could end you up in somewhere that's truly going to make you happy, with people that are going to make you happy, in places that are going to make you happy, and experiencing and living opportunities that are going to make you happy. However, your fear of getting rejected immediately guarantees a no, and it will never take you anywhere because you're not even trying. Your fear of rejection is a way of self-sabotage because it makes you avoid opportunities before you even try. You're convincing yourself that you are not good enough, and so why even try in the first place? You're convincing yourself that you are not good enough before anyone gets the chance to. This leads to missed opportunities, missed relationships, missed experiences, and missed personal growth. Not applying for your dream job because you're afraid of not getting it is already telling yourself, I was never gonna get it, so why even try? And so you're subconsciously training your brain to believe that you are not capable, you are not worthy, and you are not even worth trying. Fear of rejection is leading you to settle for less than you deserve because you're scared to ask for more. And it is making you accept less than what you actually deserve, whether it's in a friendship or a relationship or a job. You'd rather be comfortable than risking being told no, even if you don't know the answer yet. Your fear of rejection is leading you to seek validation and people please to avoid rejection, to avoid being left out. You shape yourself around what others want. You're constantly looking for approval. However, the more that you rely on external validation, the less that you trust yourself. Your fear of rejection is making yourself small before even told by anyone that you're small, meaning that you are telling yourself just because you think that it will hurt less than if someone else told you. Now, in order to get rid of our fear of rejection and in order to reframe rejection, you have to understand that rejection has nothing to do with you. It is not about you. It is not because of you, and it is not to you. The truth is that rejection is not a definition of your worth. We take rejection personally. We think it's because we're not enough. We think it's because we're missing something, and we blame ourselves because we believe and we convince ourselves that if we had done more or if we were different, maybe it would have been a yes. Maybe they would have loved us. Maybe they would have liked us. Maybe they would have been the one if I would have been better. But the truth is that if rejection happens, it just means it wasn't for us. Everything that's yours will work out. And everything that's not yours, no matter how hard you try, will not work out. Again, no matter how hard you try. So if it didn't work out, and if you got rejected, and if for some reason it was a no, it just means it wasn't for you. That's it. No need to take it personally. It just wasn't for you, and you can move on. Instead of seeing rejection as a failure, see it as an opportunity, because now you can get to experience, meet, and enjoy what is actually meant for you. People's decisions are based on their own life experiences, their own needs, and their own biases. Rejection says more about their perspective and their opinions than your value. If a company tells you that for some reason they can't hire you because you are not what they're looking for, it just means that they're looking for someone with a different skill. It doesn't mean that they're better than you. It also doesn't mean that they're worse than you. It just means that they're looking for different. But that does not define how much you're worth, and that does not mean that you are better or worse than anyone. It doesn't mean that you're not worthy, and it doesn't mean that you're not capable. It just means that they were looking for different. Same thing happens with a relationship. If someone says no to you, it does not mean that you're not worthy. It doesn't mean that you don't have anything to offer, and it does not mean that your value decreases. It just means that you are not the person for them. You are not compatible with them, and for what they need and the life lessons that they have to learn are not with you, and that's okay. If you're going through rejection with a friendship, it just means that they might be more compatible with someone else. They might be able to form a better, more stable friendship with someone else. And again, it does not mean that they are better or worse than you. They are just different, which means that just like they're going to be compatible with someone else, eventually you will too. And you will end up realizing why the friendship with them didn't work out and why the friendship with these new people is working out better than if it would have worked out with them. Rejection is not a stop sign. It is just a redirection to take a better road that will lead you to a better destination. Now, I understand that I have a fear of rejection. I don't want to get rejected. I don't want to be told no. I don't want to feel that embarrassment that comes after getting rejected. And I don't want to deal with myself and my thoughts when I go to bed and remember that I was told no and that I was rejected by something that I really, really wanted. So how do we stop fearing rejection? Number one that I love and one that I've definitely experienced a lot all throughout my life, and the more that I do things, the more that I get rejected, is called rejection therapy. When I was 15, I would make brownies at home and I would knock door to door offering my brownies. 8 out of those 10 doors would say no. No, 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 I'm not hungry. I don't want those. I don't trust you. You're a 15-year-old. I don't even know what ingredients she used in those brownies. I was told no so many times, and I've been told no so many times all throughout my life by relationships, by friendships, by people, by opportunities. And it has gotten to a point where I understand that no does not mean that what I'm doing is wrong. It just means that they're looking for different. Rejection therapy. The more that you face rejection, the less power it will have over you. Rejection therapy is a challenge where you intentionally seek out moments where you could potentially be told no, while also keeping in mind that your worth does not depend on that no. Asking for a discount at a store, saying good morning to a stranger, trying to start a conversation, putting yourself out there and trying to make friends, trying to meet people, sending emails, asking for jobs, asking for opportunities. A lot of people will say no. But the point is to rewire your brain and to get your brain used to hearing no, so it understands that you will not die and it is not life-threatening. It is just a no. Change the way that you speak to yourself. Repeat after me. I am not for everyone, and that is okay. If you try to be for everyone, you will end up having multiple personalities. And that is literally the worst type of person that you can be. Not everyone is the same. So not everyone is going to like you. And if you try for everyone to like you, you would have to be a different person for every single person that you want to be.
Besties, I had no idea about investing and its benefits. And that was until I met Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You do not need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. Sign up now and join over the 13 million all-time customers who already have saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/mafiansures or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid not client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/mafiansures.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y.
Liked by, which is going to lead you to not knowing who you are because you're so different with everyone around you that you lost yourself in the process. Rejection does not mean that you are not worthy. It just means that you weren't the fit and you weren't the exact type of person that a job was looking for, a person was looking for, a friend was looking for, a relationship was looking for. But again, it does not define your worth. Instead of spiraling and instead of overthinking, reframe rejection as alignment. Everything that says no is not aligned to me, and everything that says yes keeps me in the line where I'm supposed to be walking in. Remind yourself, if this is not for me, then there's something better. If this is not for me, it wasn't aligned with me. And if this was not for me, then I let it go because I only want what wants me. And I only want what's for me. Now, not caring about rejection will truly happen the moment that you start building confidence from within instead of looking for external validation to make you confident. True confidence is not about never facing rejection because again, you will continue to listen to no's for the rest of your life. But it is about knowing that rejection does not define you and that you are so sure of who you are that someone saying no to you will not change who you are. When you validate yourself instead of asking for external validation and instead of seeking approval from others, rejection no longer feels like a personal attack. But if anything, it will bring you peace because again, you only want what wants you. If you are afraid of getting rejected, it is your sign to start putting yourself out there to get rejected. Once you are okay with hearing no, and once you are okay with doors closing on you, and once you are okay with understanding that you are not for everyone, that not everyone is going to like you, and so might as well just be yourself, and whoever wants to stay can, you will be unstoppable. Because your mood, your worth, and how you feel about yourself will not depend on others anymore. And not only that, but when you hear a yes, when people say yes to you, when people validate you, and when people hug you and accept you, you will value it way more. But not from a place of need, because you don't need a yes to feel worthy anymore, but from a place of gratitude. And so instead of being attached, you will feel aligned. And that is it for today's episode. I hope that it was helpful. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you start putting yourself out there. Trust me, it is worth it. And it really does take you places. Don't forget that I have a podcast, I Miss Me Podcast, on all streaming platforms, on Spotify, on Apple, at I Miss Me Podcast, on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. I post new episodes every single Monday. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Mafianzures. I also have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, really cute hoodies. And if you like this video and you think someone else might find it helpful as well, don't forget to share it, subscribe so you don't miss any of my videos. And I will see you guys next Friday. With love, Mafe.